All rise. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Crunch Exchange. It is time where I bring up a prospectus from the world of sports, and Steve tells us if he is buying or selling. We begin the saga that just will not end. I've been talking to you about this on and off for about a month straight, and thankfully, the trade deadline is tomorrow, and it will all finally dead. End. Not, well, it'll be dead and it'll end. Anthony Davis's journey to the Los Angeles Lakers. It sounded like a guarantee. AD wanted to end up in LA. The Lakers had the pieces to properly compensate the Pelicans for Davis. The universe was in perfect harmony. Woj, Shams, Mark Stein, plenty of other NBA insiders all reporting the same thing until the Pelicans got greedy. Broderick Turner of the LA Times reported that the Lakers had agreed to move Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, Ivica Zubac, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Another source told Turner that the Pelicans asked for more and more until there was literally no more to give. Clearly, this affected the young core of the Lakers last night. They were roasted by the Pacers and Pacers fans. Four of the six that were mentioned in that trade combined for 34 points and a plus-minus rating of minus 78. Oof. The Lakers want to win with LeBron, and they're going to need to do more than just have this young core of players to do it. AD can help them win, and the sooner he gets to LA, the better for the Lakers, who won't have to wait another year and a half to get James and Davis together. Not to mention, other teams are going to have more than one offer, more to offer once the offseason begins, and teams that aren't even in the mix right now. So the prospectus, the Lakers should go back to the trade table with the Pelicans.
You know, I'm starting to think that that's not the answer, that what they need to do is kind of keep the core they have here and let it play itself out and just forget about AD, because you saw what it did to them with their performance. I mean, they were young guys like this, and all of a sudden they got to worry about, this guy doesn't want me playing with him. And I know it's not going to happen. LeBron needs to kind of be put in his place and be like, look, we brought you here for a reason, but you're not really the general manager. So I'm going to, before I sell that, I want to remind everybody the trivia question. The answer was Andre Iguodala, the last and only, the third Pac-12, Pac-10, Pac-8 player ever to win an NBA Finals MVP. No winners have been notified, and I'm selling that.
Wonderful. Speaking of the Lakers not being able to land players that said they wanted to play in L.A., Kawhi Leonard. During last summer, the rumor was LeBron and the Lakers were going to be going after Kawhi while he was with San Antonio, but ultimately weren't going to play hardball with the Spurs, who didn't want to trade Leonard to a team in the Western Conference. Hence, Leonard is now leading the Raptors to the most wins in the NBA. Raptors are reportedly interested in Mike Conley of the Grizzlies, as the Grizzlies are looking towards the future, realizing they can't compete with two aging superstars. Hashtag feed Dylan Brooks time in Memphis. The landscape of the Eastern Conference changed overnight. The 76ers landed Tobias Harris, averaging 21-8-3, and Boban Marjanovic. And my Bucks offloaded Thon Maker for Stanley Johnson, and he's only got 7 starts in 48 games this year for the woeful Pistons. The Bucks have the biggest target on their back. We knew the 76ers were going to be going in all in this year, and this could leave us with the Raptors falling behind. While third in the East isn't horrible, the Raptors are also only a half game back of first in the East. Chris Bengel of CBS Sports is reporting that the Raptors are not only interested in Mike Conley to be their point guard, but also adding Mark Gasol. This potential trade would not only make the Raptors that much stronger of a threat in the East, but could it also be enough to entice Kawhi Leonard to stay in the Great White North? The prospectus, the Raptors should trade for Mike Conley and Mark Gasol.
Depends who they have to give up. I mean, they obviously can't dump Leonard or Lowry. They're getting incredible production from Serge Ibaka. Hey, if they think it can put them up over the top and it'll cost them draft picks in the middle or maybe a deep bench guy for cap relief, they've got a chance to win the East and maybe challenge Golden State. So I'll buy that. Make a move if you think you could win the conference.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Kansas Jayhawks have run, won outright, or split the Big 12 title every year since 2005. Even when they split the regular season title, they end up winning the conference tournament that year. This year hasn't been the same for Kansas. They started off the season as the preseason number one. They lost to Arizona State, woof, and have lost conference games to Kansas State, West Virginia, Iowa State, and Texas, and have now lost 3 of their last 4. Kansas sit at 5th in the Big 12. They play 2 of the four conference teams they've already lost to down the stretch in a bit of a rematch, and they're all below them in the net rankings. So that sounds good. Will the streak live to see its 15th birthday? The prospectus, Kansas, wins at least a share of the Big 12 regular season title.
Well, they lost their big guy, Azabike, and the strange part about it is in Dedrick Lawson and LeGerald Vick, they brought back their not only two leading scorers, but two most experienced guys as a junior and a senior. That Devin Dotson kid from Charlotte has been somewhat erratic, and I wouldn't hold it against them losing to Kansas State. They were an Elite Eight team. I know they knocked off Kansas last year, but it just seems like this is going to be the end. I will buy that Kansas does not extend that streak to 15.
No, you're selling it. I said it.
But I'm selling. Yeah. No, then I sell.
All right. Speaking of net rankings, the Pac-12 is horrible. Washington is trying to carry the conference. They're up to 27th, but the rest of the conference falls from 60th to 270th, ending with Cal. UW is rising into the also receiving votes category of the AP Top 25 poll, which is bringing hope for some that for the first time since Christmas Eve of having a Pac-12 team ranked in the top 25. That is right. ASU of all teams was the last ranked Pac-12 school in the top 25 going back to Christmas. Washington hasn't been ranked since the preseason when they were 25th. They've won 11 in a row, and only in three of their four losses have been to top 25 teams. This weekend, UW is in Arizona for their weekend road trip. They are the only hope of the Pac-12 looking like a credible conference once again. The prospectus, UW and the Pac-12 are back in the top 25 come Monday.
Oof. That means I think they got to win them both in order to climb. Although we don't know, they could split and a couple teams ahead of them could lose. It's a big chance for them to move up in the net rankings because the road games. So I just have a feeling they're going to end up splitting down there. So I'm going to sell that one.
Breaking major incredible mystery team news from the baseball front, the San Francisco Giants are indeed that mystery team making a push for Bryce Harper. Reportedly, the Giants are making a late push for the superstar outfielder after meeting with Harper this week in Las Vegas. The Giants' offseason under new GM and base president of baseball operations Farhan Zaidi has been an interesting one. They haven't really signed anyone of note, unless you count re-signing Derek Holland and his 3.57 ERA and 1.3 WHIP interesting. The front office strategy seems to be getting the Giants to play more modern analytical baseball while not spending money, so this report of the Giants being a mystery team is a real shock. Harper adds everything the Giants didn't have last year. Power, home runs, fun, youth, and the best part is we don't have to worry about him fighting with Hunter Strickland. The Giants might not want to spend a bunch to maybe not win a bunch, but being the team that lands Harper would be huge. The prospectus, Bryce Harper should sign with the Giants.
Well, the problem is with Kutch in New York, I mean, Hunter Pence turns 36. What's his name? Gorky's Hernandez.
Oof.
I mean, they should sign him. I don't know if he wants to sign with them, so I'm going to sell that.